This is Twit.
I wanted to mention that Apple is releasing, is supposed to be releasing a new version of iOS 13. It'll be iOS 13.7. And it introduces a built-in option for COVID-19 exposure notifications. So up to this point, the only way for you to use the exposure tracking process, which does it using Bluetooth and pseudo or and random addresses shared with different phones via the Bluetooth process, you had to be tied into an app that was released by either a state or a country, by a government system at the state or the country level. Well, there are a lot of states still here in the United States who do not have an app available. California is one of those. And so Apple is releasing an update to iOS that will include sort of a baked-in version of the exposure notification so that you aren't required to have an app installed in order to do it, but can instead basically keep track of those exposures. And that way, if at some point your county or your state or your entire government of the country comes out with an app to do the exposure notifications, then that information will be available. So it's sort of a stopgap, a bit of a Band-Aid,
This is something Apple always said it was going to do.
So
when,
they did?
Yeah. When the Apple and Google APIs came out, they said these will be available, just as you said, for health officials in various jurisdictions to write an app. At some point, we will release an app as well.
Oh.
So they always have said that, and some point has arrived.
Okay. Well.
It's just a good thing, because as we talked about last week, the university in Michigan, University of Michigan, that was using a contact tracing app that had horrific privacy issues and security issues. Yeah. And so it's probably a good thing that Apple's released what one must assume, since it's Apple, doesn't have any of those issues, so that places like this college don't have to write their own and can use it. They always said they were going to do their own app. They just wasn't going to be right away.
Yeah. I think the unfortunate thing about this is that FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt has spread ahead of the introduction of these tools. And I've heard already from so many people who are scared of this technology they don't understand it.
We're screwed. They're not going to get the vaccine either. We're just screwed.
That's
Let's
true.
Just face it. Americans are not, we're too bloody minded and independent. And it's very difficult for public health officials to convince us all to do something for the good of the community. And there's too many people saying, oh, no, you can't do that because of this or that or that. And enough people buy it. And it's, you know, the truth is a contact tracing app doesn't have to be perfect, doesn't have to be universal. It just has to, you know, enough people have to use it that it has some value. But I shouldn't be so, I shouldn't despair, but I do. I despair of the potential of that being used in any way, because people are just so. I mean, I remember when we first started talking about this. Georgia Dow on MacBreak Weekly said, "I will never use that." Now, fortunately, she's in Canada, so we don't have to worry about her. But
yeah,
but I think that's there are a lot of people with privacy concerns who say, "Nope, not going to use it." And this is one of those things where we have to give up some personal privileges to help the community. Wearing a mask, very simple, but so many people refuse to do it for that reason. They don't. I don't have to do that. Vaccines will be the same problem when those are available, I think.